Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Choose from over 50 color options available now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, so much sport, it never stops anymore. There used to be the off-season, no more. And we're going to talk about rugby, we're going to talk about soccer, the World Cup, and indeed golf, as well as athletics. A lot happening over the weekend. We're joined by Off the Ball's Kathleen McNamee. Kathleen, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Let's talk rugby first. Another scalp, the Wallabies, and it was a bruiser of a game, but Ireland found a way to win.
Yeah, they just about managed to hold on 13-10 to beat Australia, and it rounds out what would be quite a good November internationals for Ireland. I think the main thing people would probably take out of it is maybe a bit of disappointment that we didn't see more depth or more players coming through from the lower ranks into the main squad. We did have players like Jimmy O'Brien who really stood up and kind of made a claim for their place on the team. Unfortunately, the main talking point after this game was the head injury to Nick White and whether or not he should have been allowed to continue to play on. He's since been upgraded, so he was a Category 2 and that's gone to a Category 1 head injury, which now means he has to be stood down for 12 days. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot
of... And the ref was heard to say, I saw a stumble, and seemingly that's a no-no to allow a player to continue irrespective of HIA. In fact, you don't even need a HIA when you see a player looking glazed and stumbles. That's it. Game over.
Yeah, exactly. There's quite a long list of general symptoms, and stumbling is one of the top ones that the minute that happens. Now, the independent doctor has come out since then and said that they didn't actually see the second collision that Nick White took, but they were busy reviewing the first one. And you just have to wonder, because
some HIA that, huh?
Yeah,
they don't even know what's happened to the individual. My goodness, that's dereliction of duty.
It really is. And you also have to question, you know, what are the Australian doctors doing in that situation as well? Because they would have seen both collisions. They would have known what happened because they would have been on the pitch treating him after both of them. So, you know, there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of fault to be shared around here. And also the fact that they trotted White out after the game to tell the media that he felt fine and he was grand when it's very obvious now that he actually wasn't. You know, that responsibility shouldn't be put on a player, because a player at the end of the day is going to want to stay on the pitch.
Anyway, you know, they say in golf there are no pictures on the card, and it goes down as another famous victory for Ireland, keeps us number one in the world. But the really good news, Josh van der Vleer.
Yeah, he won World Player of the Year last night. It was generally quite a good night for Ireland, with also Sexton, Furlong, Byrne and van der Vleer himself getting on Team of the Decade. Van der Vleer is only the third ever Irish winner of the award. Keith Wood and Sexton have won it before. And I think it's interesting with van der Vleer, because a few years ago, you know, he was really struggling to make it into the provincial squad and also the Irish team, and he's kind of reinvented himself. And this year alone, he played 10 of Ireland's 11 tests, and he played every minute bar 8, I think it was. So out of a possible 800, he was there for 792. So it shows the faith Farrell has in him. And great to see a player like him get that opportunity. I honestly thought DuPont was going to get it.
Let's talk World Cup. I mean, Qatar went down after, first of all, a dodgy VAR decision, it looked, for offside, which denied Ecuador their first goal. And you were wondering, is this a hometown VAR? But anyway, they made no mistake in beating Qatar 2-0, so that got everything underway. But people talking about the opening ceremony and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, a very strange person to turn up in the whole thing. I had kind of seen a few things that he was going to be there, but I honestly thought it was a joke. And after everything that has happened in this World Cup, and especially with the opening comments from Infantino over the weekend. Nothing just surprises me anymore. I didn't see a lot of the opening ceremony. I only saw clips, but it did by all means look very impressive. I thought it was interesting that the BBC didn't actually broadcast it on their main channel. The only way you could watch it was on the Red Channel or online. Instead, they gave that time to Lineker, Shearer and Alex Scott to talk about the issues around the World Cup in Qatar. So very interesting and quite strong stance from them to, because, you know, normally opening ceremonies, everyone likes to watch, see the pomp and ceremony. Yeah. The fact that they decided to not really show it at all and just do clips was interesting. But I mean, it's been controversial from the get-go. As you said, you had that VAR decision. You have today all the stuff with the One Love armband and then the beer last week. So
England are saying they may not wear the One Love armband for fear of sanction of FIFA. Whatever happened to the bulldog England, I wonder?
Yeah, so FA Chief Mark Bullingham, which interesting you should say about Bulldog, he said on BBC Radio 4 this morning that it's a live situation and that chances are because Harry Kane may get a yellow card, he's not going to wear it. Because if he got a yellow card against Iran today, then another one that would, in the next game, that would put him out for their final group game against Wales. The Welsh FA have given off as well because they have accused FIFA of moving the goalposts, which is like what they did with the Budweiser situation.
But how can a referee give a yellow card for a non-footballing offence?
Well, because there are rules in FIFA that the gear that you wear has to be approved pre the match or the tournament. So say like if you want to wear a different strip in the Premier League, you have to get that approved at the start of the season.
I can understand. If Harry Maguire came out wearing a thong, he would get
probably
a red card, I suspect. What about Infantino's rambling and bizarre speech, which clearly shows he's not fit to be the boss of FIFA, and yet he may be returned unopposed?
Yeah, well, he is running unopposed to be re-elected for a third time. So I think everyone's pretty sure he is going to get in there unless something absolutely miraculous happens in the next couple of weeks. But when I first saw the comments, you know, him saying, I am a migrant worker, today I'm gay, today I am all these different things, I genuinely thought it was someone doing a parody. I thought it was like, I don't know, Mario Rosenstock or someone doing a parody of Infantino. It was so ridiculous. Yeah. But the comments were true. And it just shows that he has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. I mean, he said he was bullied for having red hair and freckles. And like, obviously, that does happen to people and it's sad, but it's not, you know, it's completely different to going to a country where you could be arrested for who you love and who you are. So him pretending that he understands that, and a man who makes millions every year saying, I understand what it's like to be a migrant worker. No, you don't. You don't understand what it's like to get your passport taken off you and not be able to go home and be paid pittance in 40 degree heat.
All right, we leave it there. So much more sport. Sarah Healy and Ciara McGeehan duked it out at the end of the cross country, the senior women, and Sarah Healy just surged away at the end. It was a great race to watch, and Dara McElhenney won the men's. Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Easily transport mulch, stone, and other materials with a Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow. Maneuver over any terrain with a 16-inch tire that never goes flat. Saving money on this and all other Masterforce tools exclusively at Menards. Visit us in-store and at Menards.com and see all the great deals going on now in our weekly flyer. Save.